Finding affordable housing has been a challenge in Michigan and across the U.S. for years now, and the problem is only getting worse. Here with me to break it all down is Lauren Gibbons, reporter for Bridge Michigan, and formerly, as I always like to mention, my colleague at MLive. Lauren, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
The affordable housing shortage is spread across the state. It's urban areas, it's rural areas, and you reported in a recent piece for Bridge that there are some ongoing efforts to try and work through this. One is a four-bill package that was approved by the Michigan Senate. Walk us through what that would do.
Yeah, so essentially what the concept is here is to let local governments opt into a program where if they opt in, they could offer subsidies to developers on certain affordable housing redevelopment projects through a process called tax increment financing. So currently, that is primarily reserved for commercial developments. Under this legislation, local governments could decide to offer developers some of these subsidies for rentals or single family homes, so long as the people it's intended to serve would be 120% or less of the region's annual household income. So essentially, if the developers are offering affordable housing, if their plan would be dedicated to building additional affordable properties, they would potentially be eligible if their local government participated.
How bad is the current affordable housing shortage, and how does it compare to recent years?
So it's pretty bad, regardless of where people are in the state, whether it's urban, rural, summer tourist town. There's a lot of different needs out there, but the reality is affordable housing is pretty hard to find for certain subsets of the population. In the touristy areas where summer workers are needed, those are often very expensive areas like Traverse City or one of the other beach towns in Michigan. The workers for the restaurants, the hotels, all of these summer needs, they don't really have great options for places to live. People in areas like Ann Arbor, where it's a very expensive city to live in, people are having trouble finding housing that's affordable and sometimes have to live in other areas and commute into Ann Arbor. Regardless of where people are in the state, it's a pretty difficult housing market to purchase a home in just because of the lack of available homes. The supply is pretty short right now.
And how does this stack up to sort of where it's been in previous years? I know we've had, I feel like I've been hearing like affordable housing is hard to find for a long time. Is it getting worse?
Yeah, in some ways, yes. The housing stock has not really increased very much, but in the last few years, inflation and the cost of building materials has made it more expensive to add to the housing supply. So in addition to some of these chronic issues with affordable housing that Michigan and other areas of the country have had, it's getting more expensive to build more properties, to potentially make more available units. So that is contributing to it. And certainly we have all seen kind of in the last few years, the housing market has been really intense. Anyone who's been trying to buy a house has noticed the competition for available properties. So it's gotten noticeably more acute in the last couple of years.
You spoke with Amy Hovey, the Michigan State Housing Development Executive Director. What is her take on what's going on and the bills that have been proposed?
So she said that these bills could have a pretty big impact because, unlike a lot of the other housing funding sources that MISHDA usually has to offer, there's not a maximum cap from either state or federal government funding. It's locally focused, which she says could potentially help local governments that are really experiencing issues that think that this may be a good solution for them, really get at the issue in a way that uniquely fits the needs of their community. And overall, she told me that she thinks it's a crisis that is quickly becoming an emergency and hopes that more non-traditional partners in this, not just housing officials or local governments, more people start becoming aware of affordable housing needs and start coming up with creative solutions.
So Mishta is on board. Who else is in favor of this proposal?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in favor of it. Local municipalities, business groups, developers, affordable housing advocates. A lot of people are saying that this would make Michigan a national leader in addressing affordable housing needs. That's what a lot of the proponents are saying. One proponent of the bill, Stephen Wooden, he represents the nonprofit Dwelling Place in Grand Rapids, and they mentioned that they could have made more affordable housing for a current project that they had if this additional financing option had been available to them. So a lot of people who support this see the possibility for pretty immediate changes and immediate impact.
But there are some people that are not on board, including a decent amount of Republicans. You mentioned in your piece that Senator Lana Tice said that she's concerned about opportunities for abuse. What is she referring to, and who else is concerned?
Yeah, so there's a couple of concerns with this legislation. Senator Tice mentioned that she's concerned about the possibility of a developer or landlord using this money to improve their property, develop housing, and then potentially turn around one day and raise rent costs. That's her main concern with this. Some of the proponents, including Mishta, have said that there are mechanisms in place, both at the local and state level, to sort of prevent that from happening. But that is a concern of opponents of the legislation, that there isn't enough safeguards in place to prevent that from happening. Now, the other main opposition to this legislation is because it would amend tax revenue. It would likely reduce the amount of funding that's available for schools, because increasing subsidies for some of these redevelopment projects would decrease state and local tax revenue. So school groups are also opposed to this as it passed the Senate.
Which is an interesting sort of combination of people who are on board and people who are not so on board. So how is it looking as far as next steps? And do you think this is going to manage to get to Governor Whitmer's desk to be signed?
Yeah, the next step is for it to go to the House. It's possible that it could go pretty quickly. I'm not exactly sure what the House schedule is on that, but it does seem that there's a lot of people who are interested in getting this passed. So at the very least, it will most likely be heard in the House and potentially come up as an item, especially with so many Senate Democratic leaders behind it. It's unclear exactly what the House will do, but especially with Mishta making this its number one priority, they're certainly going to hear about it from Michigan's housing agency. It's also important to note that Democrats have said that affordable housing is something that they really care about, an issue that is impacting a lot of their communities. So it's likely that this could get a quick hearing.
Let's catch up a little on what else is going on in Lansing. Last week, Governor Whitmer signed the repeal of Michigan's 1931 abortion ban. This was one of several Democratic priorities that got fast-tracked this term. She also, on Thursday, signed some gun control bills, those involving safe storage and background checks. What else has she been up to recently as far as putting her pen to paper? And where are we at with some of the other big ticket items, like the rest of the gun control bills, right to work, free universal preschool, things like that?
They have gotten through quite a bit of their initial priorities, the legislative Democrats and Governor Whitmer. They knocked off right to work, prevailing wage, abortion, as you mentioned, most of the gun control proposals that they had put forward were signed into law on Thursday. The legislation that would implement so-called red flag laws, that has not quite cleared the House yet as of when we're speaking here. So There's still a few odds and ends on the table, but the initial priority list was very quickly gotten through. Now, with looking forward to the future, Michigan Democrats this week have been putting forward a few new proposals. We saw a proposal that's come up in past legislatures, has never really gained a lot of traction with Republicans in the majority, to give driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants who can prove residency, as opposed to necessarily needing to prove citizenship for that. And then there was also a pretty big energy package that was introduced in the Senate this week, too. So we're starting to see Democrats move into some other issues. They've gotten through the big ticket items that they have talked about upon taking office, and now we're getting into some other issues. The other thing I would watch out for is the state budget process. People are starting to look through the governor's proposal. We should at some point soon hear proposals from House and Senate Democrats about what they'd like to see in the budget, and that is likely to be take up a lot of air in the room in the next couple of months here.
Lauren Gibbons is a reporter for Bridge, Michigan. Lauren, it is always such a pleasure to have you here on Mishmash.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks again to our guest, Lauren Gibbons from Bridge, Michigan. Mishmash is produced by WDET, Detroit's NPR station. This episode was produced by myself, Shayna Roth, and the man who always has ideas on the top of his head, Hearns Laguerre Jr. Our news director is Jerome Vaughn, and our podcast manager is David Lyons. Our digital team is Dave Kim and Sophia Joswiak, and our podcast interns are Ashley Harris, Patrick Burness, and Jack Philbrandt. As always, if you listen to this podcast and want to support it, you can do so by leaving us a review, or if you really, really like this podcast, and we really, really hope you do, you can support WDET. Just go to wdet.org/give. We'll talk to you next week.